I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Chittenden County Prosecutor T.J. Donovan announced this morning that he will not pursue criminal charges against the two police officers who shot and killed a Burlington man in a drug raid last month. VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports that the prosecutor's review didn't answer questions in the community about how police conducted the raid.
It is clear that the filing of criminal charges against Trooper Cannon and DE Agent Hoffman are not supported by the evidence.
That was Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan announcing the conclusion of his look into a drug raid here on Elmwood Avenue in Burlington that ended with 13 shots fired on December 22nd. Vermont State Police Trooper Matt Cannon and Federal Agent Tim Hoffman shot and killed 56-year-old Kenneth Stevens after police broke down the door of his first-floor apartment with a battering ram. The raid was run by the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration. Afterwards, residents criticized police for their use of military-style gear in a raid in a residential neighborhood. Earlier this week, the Burlington Police Commission publicly questioned the DEA's use of assault rifles. Donovan said Thursday the weapons have an effective range of 600 yards. The choice of weaponry has been especially controversial because this happened.
Clearly, the fact that a bullet entered another residence is concerning. And we're lucky that nobody was injured.
But it was close. Vermont State Police Captain J.P. Sinclair held up a full-page photo of a small couch with a guitar on it, and behind it, a window.
And then when it came through the window here, it literally fell on the couch along with some of the debris from the window to the resident that was sitting there at the couch.
That thing that literally fell on the couch next to the resident, that was a bullet. And Donovan said his office didn't investigate anything beyond whether police were justified in killing Stevens.
The priority was this a justified shooting based on the use of force? The evidence as presented did not support any further investigation into any other charge against any other possible victim.
Donovan said questions about how police armed themselves for the raid and whether they took enough safety precautions were outside the scope of his review. The prosecutor said police, who had already secured an arrest warrant for Stevens, watched him leave and then return to his apartment earlier that day, but didn't arrest him. Why not? The answer to that question was also outside the scope of the investigation. The unit commanded by Vermont State Police Major Glenn Hall conducted the investigation, but he could only guess at why the DEA didn't arrest Stevens in the street.
Yeah, I would just say that, again, going back to DEA's decisions, we certainly can't speak to, but I will say that I know the question's been raised about why he wasn't arrested outside the house. All I will tell you is that, you know, we weigh risks anytime we are arresting a suspected felon who's in possession of firearms, there's risk involved.
The DEA didn't send a representative to Donovan's news conference Thursday, so the federal agency that planned and executed the raid has yet to publicly answer questions about tactics and safety considerations. But U.S. Attorney Eric Miller says he's confident the DEA will hold its own people to account. The DEA's Inspector General is conducting an after-action review of the raid. That investigation is still ongoing, so for now, Burlington residents will have to keep waiting for answers. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.